You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired.
This episode, we're delighted to welcome the Ula guys. They are co-authors of the international best-selling book, Ula, Find Balance in an Unbalanced World. Dr. Dave and Dr. Troy are renowned experts in teaching whole life wellness. They travel the world, helping people find balance and growth in the seven key areas of life, the seven Fs of ULA: fitness, finance, family, field, faith, friends, and fun. By revealing how to remove the stress related to life, the ULA guys help unlock the greatness that is inside of all of us, paving a way for a better you, a better family, a better community, and ultimately, a better world. The ULA guys are committed to changing the world with their simple, life-changing message. Welcome to Dr. Dave and Dr. Troy, the ULA guys. We're so excited to have you on Drop of Inspiration today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I want to give you both a moment to introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about your background before becoming international best-selling authors and kind of what inspired the book or the movement of ULA.
Yeah, actually, the story goes way back. You know, I met Dr. Troy in 1997. I actually graduated from chiropractic school. Actually did my internship with Dr. Troy. And we became friends after a year. After a year of basically him working me to the bone and doing all the crap that he didn't want to do, he came up to me at my graduation and he said, "Hey, you got your doctorate, and I want to take you to Vegas." And I'm from a small town in North Dakota, 600 people. Grew up on a farm, like 72 miles from the nearest stoplight. Never been on an airplane before. I was like 23, 24 years old. And here's this guy that I've been working for a year that I looked up to as my mentor, who said, "I want to take you to Las Vegas." And I had this feeling of this rush of excitement that I'm going to Vegas. And then it's also like rush of fear. Like, I've never even been on an airplane or, you know, I've never been to Vegas, you know. So That day came and I was at the airport and stressed out and got on a plane and flew down to Vegas and met Dr. Troy, and he said, "It's not what you think." And I was definitely thinking like the Vegas trip, like this is going to be amazing. I can't wait to see these casinos and have a good time with a couple other guys and do a guys trip. And he said, "It's not what you think. We're actually going to be working on our goal." And if you know Troy, that seems exactly like what he would say, which sounded super boring at the time for a 24-year-old guy to be in Vegas for the first time ever working on goals. But we got in a taxi and we went to the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, and there was two other guys and we actually sat on the floor for 3 days, and we had 3x5 note cards laying in front of us in 7 stacks. And they were labeled fitness, finance, family, field, faith, friends, and fun. These 7 areas of your life that you're trying to balance and grow. And I remember thinking at the time how lame it was, and then probably an hour or two into it, thinking how like amazing it was, because I would set goals for sports, you know, in high school, or I would set goals for like sports in college or whatever, but I never stepped outside of my life ever and looked at my life and said, "What do I want for my finances? What do I want to be as a dad? How do I want to be as a husband? What do I want in my faith, in my fitness? What do I want in these areas? Where am I? What do I want? How am I going to get there?" And after 3 days, we all left Vegas and I went home with a notebook and a stack of 3x5 note cards, and I sat him beside my nightstand, and I was married at the time, and I was just like inspired, like, this is so crazy that this is what I can do, like I can accomplish this, you know. And I started working on that, and what we do is we call each other every 2 weeks to make sure we're on track with our goals that we wrote down that we committed to. We would get together. Dr. Troy has a cabin up in Minnesota, and we'd get together in the summer and review where we were, like, okay, this is what we said we're going to do in December for the new year. This is where we are in June, like how are we on track or not? And then we would continue those every 2 week phone calls and every year meet again, 1998, 1999, 2000. And what I did is I found success in all 7 areas, married, beautiful house, beautiful, you know, wife, kids, you know, business, working out, running marathons, whatever. I had my ULA life. And then Dr. Troy, which he can touch on in a little bit, he moved overseas when I was in my late 20s. And I basically just started to drift from these principles of looking at my life, getting outside, taking 2 days to get outside my life, looking at my life, really deciding where I was and what I wanted, and going to get it. And I drifted from that thinking, well, I have it all. you know, I am where I am. And I drifted from that and just started making bad choices financially, bad choices in my marriage, bad choices with my health, and just like, well, I got it. It's never going to go away. And what I found out is I actually started drifting from all of that. And the story, the ULA book story, starts with me living in a motel, bankrupt, divorced, lost everything, and reaching out to Dr. Troy, who at the time was fully retired, living in Arizona with a house in Panama and Thailand, and married to the same girl he's been married for 20 plus years, and running Ironman and golfing with his brother and working on his faith and living the ULA life. So that's where the ULA book starts, is I was totally out of ULA. He was all in ULA in all seven areas. And I reach out to him and say, this is my life. This sucks. I don't even know how I got here, but I need to get my life back. And looking, you know, for help from him, basically thinking that he would be like, all right, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to fix this. But it was like 2 a.m. when I called him. So he's like, well, the good news is you're at the bottom. So it's only up from here. Call me tomorrow. And I remember like, that was like the worst advice ever. This guy's supposed to be like my friend. And, but the next day I called him and he said, I lived in Utah at the time. And he said, go to the mountains, and he said, grab a 3x5 note card or a notebook and just start writing. Where are you in these seven areas, and where do you want to go? And I just looked at my finances. He's like, I'm basically going bankrupt. My business is going under. I'm losing my house. My car's been repossessed. I go to family. I'm going through a divorce. The kids don't even know I'm going through a divorce yet. I'm living in a motel for the last 3 months. I'm driving my mom's beat-up old car because my cool cars have been repossessed. I'm like, where's my health? Well, I'm stressed out. I haven't slept in months. You know, where's my faith? Pretty much I'm mad at God at this point. You know, all areas of my life were just bad. And I remember I said, okay, I came to grips with, okay, this is where I am. It's not good. It's bad. But where do I want to go? And then all of a sudden I started feeling inspired. I'm like, okay, I want to have financial independence. I want to be able to help my kids, you know, have experiences, travel, that kind of thing. So what are the first goals I need to do? And one of them was like simply backing it all the way up to like, I need to call the creditors and I need to start getting my finances figured out. I need to go get a job because my business failed. I need to, you know, have a conversation with my soon-to-be ex-wife that we're never going to fight in front of the kids ever. We're going to go to church together once a week if we can, or on Sundays when I'm in town, we're going to, you know, go out to eat as a family once a week. This is what we want to do. And I started to feel like more inspired. You know, when you go through where you are, I was like feeling devastated. And then I started feeling inspired at where I want to go. And when I got to the field category, I was like, okay, what I want to do is like, I want to open a new business. I want to, you know, start making money again in my career. And really what it came down to is I remember this moment clearly, just sitting in my mom's Taurus with this little black notebook and a pen. And I started writing that I want to be a visionary leader, educator, entertainer, facilitator of ULA around the world. And I said, God, if this works for me, if I get my ULA back, if it just starts helping my family, helping my finances, helping my career, someday down the road, my dream is I want to share ULA with others. And that probably looked pretty pathetic if anybody would have looked in there and goes, well, whatever he has, she's sharing, I don't want, because he looks terrible right now. But I just felt so inspired for that. And I came down from the mountain and I called Dr. Troy, and I'm like, dude, I know what I want to do. Like, I want to get my crap together, and I want to share ULA with the world. And in very Troy style, he said, that sounds awesome, but, you know, maybe what you should do is get out of your mom's Taurus first and go get an apartment instead of living in a motel. And I'm like, you're right. That's the step I need to take. And that's really, you know, that is the beginning of the first ULA book we wrote, is that story of how we reconnected after years. And I was at the bottom and he was at the top. And that's just where that story starts.
Well, I mean, I actually remember putting goals on paper in high school. Like, I vividly remember in high school writing down that I wanted to be debt-free and retired by 40. That was just something. I saw my dad working 3 jobs to put food on the table and a roof over our heads. I saw my brother just busting it out to grow a business. And I saw a different definition of success early, meaning that yes, I mean, I want to crush it financially and I want to have an incredible business, but I don't want to do that at the expense of a life. My kids are valuable to me, my own health, my marriage is valuable to me, and I just figured there is a way to do it all. There is a way, if I keep track of the things that are high priority, the 7 key areas of life, that I could do that. It took me 42 to retire. not 40 debt free. It took me two more years than I thought. But if I never would have thought about it, I never would have thought about the things I wanted for my life. If I never would have sat down every year and looked at what I wanted for my business, what I wanted for my marriage, what I wanted for my health, I would be like many of the people we meet on the road in the ULA bus, where we ask them what they want for their life, and they're so far from their dreams that they don't even know what they want anymore. They just wake up and keep living the same day over and over again, and they feel this disappointment or frustration. They don't even know why. Well, they're following someone else's path for their life, or the default path that they went to high school and then to college and found the next job down the street, and there they are. And I didn't want that for my life. So I spent a crazy amount of time, like more time. Now, it doesn't take much time at all, actually, but I did. Every year I was deliberate about setting goals in December for what I want in the next year. And I would find some people in my life that speak truth into my life who would keep me on task and call me out on the things when I got lazy, on I wanted to be in shape and I wasn't working out, or I said my family was important, but they would see me working all the time and say, hey, what about that family thing? So that's what led it. This ULA thing has just been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. It wasn't ULA back then. It was just like, you know, I have a different definition of success. I want, yes, a lot of money. That was one of the goals I had. I wanted to retire young, but I wanted the other stuff too. I didn't want to do that and, you know, be the guy who's divorced four times and, you know, loaded, but driving the sport convertible sports car at 50. You know, that wasn't what I wanted for my life. I wanted something different. I wanted deep, meaningful relationships. And I wanted to invest in all seven things over my lifetime. Mm.
You both mentioned a little bit about what ULA meant to you on a personal level, you know, how it shaped who you are. But what's the definition of ULA? How would you define it?
So if we break it down to like the technical definition, is it's basically a lifestyle based on your life being in a state of awesomeness. ULA comes from the word ooh-la-la. Because if a bill hits the counter and you can pay it without thinking about it, or you can't wait to go home and see your spouse versus I don't want to go home and see my spouse, it feels ooh la la, it feels awesome, it feels good. And it's when your life is balanced and growing. Those are two really key words, balance and growing, in the seven key areas of life: fitness, finance, family, field, which is your career, faith, friends, and fun. So balance and growing in all seven areas, not growing in two and failing in two or three. It's balance and growing in all seven areas. And that is truly, and I was listening when Dr. Troy was saying, that is truly so unique in that, you know, most people define success a certain way, and Troy defines success as balancing and growing these seven areas. Even before it was called ULA, balancing and growing these seven areas of life. And that's what he, in Vegas in 1997, he brought to my life. He's like, don't look at your life as being successful with when you have that car, when you have this one thing. It's not material success. Have material success, but it's so important to be successful in all areas. And that's ULA. And it's become a lifestyle. You know, for us, it was a thing. It was a thing we met in Vegas and we worked on our ULA. And now it's become a lifestyle where people are getting ULA tattoos. Three people last week got ULA tattoos because they're like, this is what I want for my life, because it's important that I have these deep and meaningful relationships that Dr. Troy was talking about. But it's also important that I do have financial success, so I can do good things with my money, and I do take care of my body, and I do take care of my faith. So the real quick definition is a lifestyle based on the International Best-Selling Book, ULA, Find Balance, Unbalanced World. But it's a lifestyle where your life is in a state of awesomeness because it's balanced and growing in those seven key areas.
And Trent, I want to add, because it's so, I think why ULA is so sticky and why it just has a life of its own is that a community of people are forming where I think we've been punked as a society to say, hey, if you're rich and you look like this family and you live in this neighborhood, you'll be happy. And the cool thing about ULA is it allows you to be you. I mean, we're not saying if your goal isn't like to be a multimillionaire, that's cool. I respect that. We always talk about this gal, we're talking about career in Oklahoma, and we're saying, do what you want to do, boldly be and pursue what you want in your career, your field. And she jumps up and goes, I want to be a goat farmer. And we're like, cool, because I don't think anyone else does. So it's like,
actually, we just met a girl in Canada last week, Troy.
We did.
We wanted to be able to call
it. Another two.
There's
another
two.
One per country, one in Canada, one in America.
That's right.
So that's the cool thing is we're not telling people what their financial goals are or what their health goals are or what they should do for their business. We're just saying that you have a unique set of gifts and abilities unique to you, that were given to you as a gift, pursue those in a way that you get the life you want, not the life your dad wants, your husband wants, the neighbor wants, or social media tells you you should have. What do you want for your life? And then boldly go get that.
That's super powerful because it does place that individualistic ideas around, you know, setting goals and going after what you want.
It's actually so true. We actually like vomit in our mouth a little time every time we see an expert on a stage saying, if you do these seven things like me, you'll have an amazing life like me. And then we meet them backstage and they're complaining about their marriage or they're complaining about their compensation. It's like, hey, you be you. Like, you be yeah. you. Whatever your OOLA life is, your OOLA life. Whatever that is, declare it, write it down, and take steps every day to go get it.
So I want to dive into the idea of OOLA a little bit more to understand it even better. You went over the seven Fs, or, you know, kind of those seven areas of focus in your life. Can you also go over blockers, accelerators, how they're connected, and just kind of a brief, a higher stroke of kind of this OOLA, once you're in it, like kind of this OOLA momentum that you're building for yourself?
Yeah, so really, it all comes back to sitting in Dr. Troy's cabin about 4 years ago. And my life was coming off the bottom. I had moved into a condo and, you know, moved in from my mom's car like a minivan. My life was moving in the right direction. My relationship with my ex was good. And Dr. Troy said, hey, well, you remember that one main goal of, you know, if this works for you, you're going to share with the world. How do you want to do that? And I, like, sat there, like, scared. Like, I had no idea. Like, I did make this promise, but I have no idea. I've never written before. I've never done a YouTube video before. I barely had social media at the time. And we sat there and we said, let's just start outlining it. And we really started to work on the process of what's the process we actually go through. Because we go through the process year after year after year. I drifted from the process, which I drifted from my goals that I found myself at the bottom, where I reattached to the process of OOLA. I was starting to find success again. But we never really sat down and physically wrote it out. So I think it was almost like therapeutic for us to be like, what do we actually go through when we go to Vegas? Well, we have, you know, three or seven note cards in all seven areas of our life. But then why did I drift? What happens? What do we run into? And we run into things that block our OOLA, which are called OOLA blockers. And it's fear, guilt, self-sabotage, anger, laziness, lack of focus, misdirected focus. We run into those blockers. But there's also like, but how do we overcome those blockers? Like, how do we find success? We tap into OOLA accelerators, which are gratitude, love, passion, wisdom, integrity. We start tapping into those OOLA accelerators. So we just started to lay this all out on paper. And like I said, when we started writing the OOLA book, we had no intentions of writing a book. We weren't even writing a book. We were literally outlining how the process works. And then we started adding stories to it, you know, that maybe I could, you know, as we start to lay this out, how this is all going to work. And 3 days later, the book was 90-95% complete as you buy it today. So that's really where the process comes from. So and now as we've been teaching this through OOLA, we see how valuable that is. As you look at these seven areas, you start setting goals in these seven areas. What do you want for your life? But then you say, I want to go grow, let's say in Young Living, I want to go grow my Young Living business, or I want to have a better relationship with my spouse. And you step towards that, and you automatically run into like fear. Like, I'm afraid to do Facebook Live to grow my business. I'm afraid to talk to someone about my business. I'm afraid to have that conversation with my spouse because we just haven't been getting along. I'm afraid to go to counseling. You run into fear. Or you run into guilt, or you run into self-sabotage, worthiness issues, like, I'm not even worthy of having a good marriage. I'm not even worthy of, you know, having a great business. But then you have that ability to start working through the blockers, but then also tapping into the accelerators. Like, I'm afraid of going on Facebook Live, but I'm passionate about my why in my business. Or I'm afraid to have that conversation with my spouse where I can tap into the power of love because I loved him once. And I want to work on my marriage. I don't want to be working on my divorce. So I want to re-tap into love and passion, gratitude, whatever, and start working on my marriage. So that's really the essence of OOLA, is the seven areas of life that you're going to balance and grow to live your OOLA life. When you set your goals in those areas and the three simple steps are where you are today, where you want to go in your life in these seven areas, and how are you going to get there, you're going to ultimately run into these blockers as soon as you step out the door. And the minute you step out the door, you're running the blockers. And the process of overcoming those by acknowledging that they exist and how you're going to overcome those, and then tapping into the accelerators to get you to OOLA life faster. And that's all of OOLA wrapped up into the book. So the three simple steps to OOLA life in the seven areas, you run to do OOLA blockers, you tap into the OOLA accelerators.
Great. So as the partnership with, you know, Young Living developed, and you guys are doing an ULA Dream Tour, and, you know, there's ULA Palooza, and we have our oils, what have you noticed that has really helped folks out? And are there any stories, or maybe a few stories, that really stick out to you?
The stories come in every day. And that's the coolest thing about ULA, is we can go give a talk to a Young Living event. We can give a talk to second graders. We gave a talk to cardiothoracic anesthesiologists at Mayo.
Wow.
It's the same talk, but the feedback we get afterward, because the message lands on different ears. Everyone is at a different point on a different journey in all seven Fs of ULA. If you break it down, you know, someone's winning financially but struggling in their marriage. Someone's struggling in their business but has strong faith. I mean, everyone, so if they hear what they need typically. So we hear things.
Yeah.
We had a post a couple months back that someone goes, "Thank you, ULA. I lost 100 and some pounds. And we're like, we've never told anyone what to do. Like, you need to exercise this way or eat this. And then two other people responded, go, "Since ULA, I've lost 100 plus pounds. And we're like, all we've done is say, you know what? You're designed by God to be great, to be extraordinary, not to be average. What's holding you back? And I love the ULA blocker comment that you guys were just talking about, because that's where it lives. If anybody listening has ever set a goal on paper or even in their head that, you know, I want to lose weight, or I want to grow my Young Living business, or I want a happy marriage, and it hasn't happened, it's being blocked by something like worthiness. Like, I don't feel worth that, or our fear. I don't want to go on social media or do a podcast or whatever, or I don't have the discipline, or I'm straight up lazy. I mean, if people are willing to be honest with themselves, their ULA life awaits. I mean, there's an amazing life on the other side of these blockers. If people are just honest enough to say, you know, I know everything looks perfect on Facebook, and I know I play the ULA guru, I got my own crap going on. I always have things that I need to work on and I know I can do better on. And if I'm honest enough with myself to say, hey, yeah, I have a great life, I'm grateful for my life, but I know I can do better as a dad. And I know I can run a business better. And I know I can be more responsible with my money. If every day you're waking up with that attitude of opportunity and optimism that, you know what, no matter where I am, if at a high point like a guru season or a low point like a seeker season, I can do better. And it's just been the stories we hear, everything from someone just, I don't understand the compensation package, but someone's OGV went up like a big number. People losing weight, marriages being healed. We hear people like, you know what, I was so mad at God when I was a kid and how I was brought up. I put my hand on a church door for the first time in 20 years. This is the stuff that we hear not once a month, not once a week, but we hear every day. And that's actually what motivates us to keep sharing this simple message.
Yeah. What about you, Dave? Are there any stories or incidents that really stick out for you?
No, Dr. Troy's talking about, you know, on social media, and we get stories every day on social media, like multiple stories every day, message to us, emails, whatever. And it is, I remember when the book first came out, we literally added up on a notebook how many people were going to buy the book. And I was like, well, my sister will buy 3. My mom will buy 4. She loves me. and we came up with like 47 books. I mean, that's really what we thought. We thought we were going to sell 47 books. And it was never about selling books. It was just like, we wanted to share this. And if it helped a person, that would be cool. And I remember, like, quickly we had our first talk. It was at a chiropractic convention in Las Vegas, way before Young Living, I think, was even in the picture. And we were down in Las Vegas, and this guy came up to me and he read the book, and he said, it's going to be so cool someday. You're going to get messages about how this inspired people. And I remember I just kind of got chills, and Troy was standing next to me. I'm like, that's going to be so weird if someone ever reads this book and says it helped change my life. And now on social, you see those every day, and it's such a unique and amazing, like Dr. Troy said, it's what fuels us. It's such a unique and amazing experience. But I would say my favorite ones for sure are when we're on the ULA bus in small town West Virginia, driving through California, across Manhattan, and meeting people, donut shops, coffee shops, just meeting people coming up to the bus. Some people have events or speaking tours in Vegas and the bus is there. But people that come up to the bus and they just have this blank look in their eye, like they haven't thought about their life for 20 years or 30 years. They haven't stood outside of their life and said, what do I want? And they're like, what is this funky bus? What's this all about? And you say, it's about balancing and growing up. It's finding your real life. And one of these seven areas which area of your life do you want to grow? Which of the seven areas? Fitness, finance, family, field, your career, faith, friends, or fun? And they look at you like, I don't know. I've never thought of that. But then so many times they start to tear up a little bit and going like, you know what, I need to heal my marriage, or you know what, I need to spend more time with my daughter. And one of the stories I love so much, there's so many, it's crazy, but one of them was we were driving up, both of these happened in California. We're driving up the coast of California. We stopped to take a break, and we were right along the ocean. There was this beautiful family taking pictures, and Troy and I were just hanging out and talking and just like, where are we going to go next and how amazing this is. Yeah. And after they were taking these pictures, they came up and they had two kids, and they came up to the bus and they're like, what is this all about? And we're explaining it to them. And the gal, the mom, grabbed a family sticker and she started writing, and she came up and she put it on the bus. And the family sticker said, I want to live long enough through my cancer to see my daughters turn into women. So those stories like that, like, just break you, because you're looking at this family taking pictures thinking that they're just like, wow, they don't even have to work today. How amazing their life must be. And not knowing that they're taking family pictures because it might be the last pictures that she takes with her daughters because she had, you know, end stage cancer. And then up the road, this other guy comes up and he came up to Dr. Troy, and he had a Yankee hat on in California. I'll never forget it. Yankee hat on in California. Just looked like a tough guy. Comes out of a truck and he's like, what's this all about, man? And he goes, yeah, I want to grab a fun sticker. And he wrote down, I want to have more fun. He slapped it on the bus and he's like, sick, man, have a great trip. And we drove away, and Troy's driving. He's like, dude, this guy is chasing us down right now, like trying to pull us over. And it was the same guy. And he came up, big, tough guy with a Yankee hat on. He had tears in his eyes. He goes, I want a new sticker. And he grabs a family sticker, and he wants to be a better dad for his daughter. And that's the essence of Ula. That's the trueness of Ula that we find. And it's really like Troy's talking about all these amazing things happening on social media, which is awesome. But it's when you really meet, shake hands, look someone in the eye, and smile and talk to them, and hear their story, because everyone has a story. And Troy said it perfectly. Everyone is designed by God for greatness and a purpose. And you are. You're designed by God for greatness and a purpose. And you live in this unbalanced world where you're serving payments, you have toxic relationships, people telling you what you can't do, and you start to believe that you're not worthy of that. And we're saying, if you start setting little goals in those areas, start clearing the cracks, start getting your finances under control, start getting your health under control, you start to see this beauty that's already inside of you. And then you start to get those tears in your eyes because you're like, I can go do this. I can go have this life I want to live. And Dr. Troy said, we've never told anybody how to lose weight, but when someone listens to Ula or reads Ula or, you know, sees this online or whatever it is, and they sit there and think about their own life, they're like, you know what? I gained this weight because of something that happened to me, and if I lose this weight, I can go get my life again. Wow. And a prime example of a story that we're writing right now, we're in the middle of writing Ula for Women that comes out in May. And a gal that lost over 100 pounds, my cousin was at a country music concert, and he sent me a picture, and he goes, there's a girl wearing a Ula hat sitting right next to me. I'm like, cool, like, figure out her story. How'd she get the Ula hat? And then she turned over her arm, and she had on her arm, she believed she could, so she did, Live Ula tattoo. She had an Ula tattoo on her wrist. And he's like, and she has a tattoo. This is crazy. Like, what the heck? And I'm like, I want to know her story. And her story was that she had lost over 100 pounds. It wasn't even the one that was on social media, I don't think. I think it was a whole different person. She had lost over 100 pounds, you know, after hearing about Ula and understanding that she's worth it. So I wanted to write a story about her in the fitness chapter in the Ula for Women book. So I interviewed her through a process of interviews, wrote with her, spent like probably 30 hours on a story about her weight loss journey. And she calls me and says, I really need to tell you more about my story. I thought about it a lot. And she goes, I know the story's done, but I need to tell you about it. And she goes, when I was 3, my grandma's boyfriend started sexually abusing me. And from 3 years old to 13 years old, I gained weight as a process to see if he would leave me alone. And I gained all this weight. So her story was a weight loss story, but it wasn't a weight loss story. Her story was she gained weight trying to basically keep off or bury this pain that she was going through all these years. And at 13, she finally came clean to her parents and you know, told her parents what was happening. And that's her story. So underlying like this whole tattoo and the Ula hat and losing weight, but it's that true story that she felt less than because of something someone did to her, some guy, some crazy dude, like did to her. She feels less than as a human, as a woman. And she started gaining weight and started losing track of her life and what she wanted in her life. And then when she finally said, I am designed by God for greatness and a purpose, no matter what happened to me at age 3 to age 13, I'm getting my little life back. And as she started to look at that, she knew she needed to lose weight. And then as she started to lose weight, she grew her business. And as she started to grow a business, she also started to have better relationships with her husband and her kids, et cetera. It's that trickle-down effect from people of just changing that one thing that really inspires me, that I get all jacked up about.
We've got a bunch of listeners, I'm sure, that might be asking, you know, what's next? What actions can I take to get to that state of awesomeness? And, you know, you guys mentioned a little bit, since it's so personal, there's not really like, okay, you need to do this, 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 and this, and you'll be just like us. But what are some things that people can start doing, or what are some, what's some advice you would give them, or where should they start?
The place to start, and this is the same, this part's the same for everyone, because it's really a process, is you have to step outside the craziness of life. I mean, just take some time. You don't have to take 2 days at an event. That'd be great if you could attend an event. I know Young Living's doing a bunch of two-day Ulapaloozas around the country, so that's cool. But if you're not able to attend, at a minimum, step outside of your life and just be honest with yourself and say, where am I in these seven areas? Where am I in my fitness, finance, family, my field, my faith, my friends, and fun? And honestly, where am I? And then where would I like to go? These are the three simple steps of your life. And then write down, where would I like to go? And then number three is like, what am I going to do as far as action steps to make that a reality?
Yeah.
And that's really the first place. I know online at ulalife.com/step1, there's a fun little graph. You can answer 21 questions. It'll show if your life's in balance or not. And then you can, if whatever's low on that wheel, it's called an ULA wheel. Whatever's low, I'd start working on that. And every day, we're just writing the book right now before we got on this podcast. And we were saying that if, you know, on a typical day, we probably all do like 20 or 30 random things. You know, I have to go to the grocery store. I have to go to FedEx and ship something. I mean, obviously, they're not really directly related to my goals. But you have to do a bunch of stuff in a day. That's just life. But if every day you looked at your goals and say, these are the dreams I want for my life. These are the goals I want for my life. And if just every day you took three steps toward your goals, like I want to grow my business, I'm going to read this book. I want to grow my business, I'm going to do a Facebook Live. Every day you did three things. After a year, you'd be 1,000 steps closer to your ULA life. And that's pretty cool. So that's really the thing, is have a plan. Don't just wish for it. I mean, when we roll up in that ULA bus and we give someone a Sharpie and a sticker, the one thing we're serious with them is like, if you're going to put this down, if you're going to declare this today, positive change in your life, and we're going to carry it on our bus from city to city without air conditioning and going 40 miles an hour and like no crank up windows. If we're going to do this, you're going to make it happen. You're going to make it happen. And that's really it, is like, look at your life and say, I'm better than this. Get that healthy level of disgust that will evoke an emotional response where you'll finally do the work necessary to make positive change in your life. And that's the coolest thing about the end game of ULA. Our big dream, we encourage you to dream big. Our big dream in ULA is to change the world with a word. And it's not like by us going around and speaking to 500 people at a time. It's by just encouraging every individual to do better in life. And as they do better, they'll naturally inspire those around them to say, hey, what's up with your life? You seem good. And they go, I'm just working on being a better version of me. And that inspires their family to do better, the community to do better, and the world to do better. And that's how the world changes. It's not going to be some outside-in fix. It's going to be us as individuals, not settling for average, but going for that extraordinary state that's within us, and then taking action every day toward that.
Dave, did you have anything that you wanted to add on to that?
I would like to just tactically, like for the listeners that are listening right now, just tactically, like Dr. Troy talked about the three steps to your life, you know, read the book, that's all great. Go to an Ulapaloozas 2-day event, start incorporating the infused line. There's 9 essential oils that Young Living has. Awesome. But tactically, if you could start right now with one thing and move forward from there, it goes back to your design by God for greatness and a purpose. Like, get that in your brain that if you're listening right now, you're designed by God for greatness and a purpose. You're designed by God for greatness and a purpose. You're designed by God for greatness. Really, I just want to shake people so they understand that that's where it has to start. You have to start that you are worthy of the life you want, no matter where you are. It's just where you are. It's not who you are at your core. If you're struggling in one area, you're struggling in 5 areas, you're struggling in all 7 areas of your life, that's not who you are. That's just where you are right now. And you start with, I'm worthy of it, I deserve it, and then move forward with, okay, now let's get real with where I am and go down the three simple steps that Dr. Troy talked about. But that's just my main thing, is how many people we meet over and over and over, events, on social media, on the bus tour, that it really starts with they don't believe they're worthy of it anymore. They don't believe they can get out of it. They don't believe that it's something that they can grasp and hold on to and go get, and they can't. So I would say that one tactical approach is, as you're listening to this, just start to burn that into your brain that you're designed by God for greatness and purpose, and you're worthy of it. You just have to start taking the action steps that Dr. Troy talked about, step one, step two, step three. The book incorporates the oils into your life to hold you accountable and support you on the process of change. Go to a two-day Lupulga by Young Living, where you really do take 2 days out of your life to dig it deeper. But it all starts with understanding you're worthy and taking that first step towards feeling worthy in life.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today on Drop of Inspiration.
Thank you so much for having us.
Pleasure. Thank you, Trent.
That was Dr. Troy and Dr. Dave, the ULA guys. They shared their personal story, what ULA means, some incredible stories they've heard, and how they hope each of us can get to a state of awesomeness we are all designed for.
Drop of Inspiration has been around for almost 1 year, and we want your help celebrating. If you remember, we ask our guests what their Young Living aha moment is. So we want to know what yours is. We'll be doing an audio collage that features stories from the Young Living family. Want to share your story? Stick around after the closing music to hear a few guidelines and instructions. Oh, and we will be giving away some goodies to our selected stories, so it's worth taking a few moments to record. Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time. Oh, hey there, and thanks for sticking around. We're excited to hear what your Young Living aha moment is. All right, a few quick guidelines before the instructions. First, try to keep your stories under a minute or so. Second, share your story compliantly, otherwise we can't share it. You can find some helpful tips on the virtual office. And third, have fun with your story. Okay, up next, we're going to go through some tips for recording. For iPhone users, find a quiet space. Plug in your headphones that have a built-in microphone. Open your Voice Memo app. It comes as default on every iPhone. Hit the red circle button to start recording. Share your aha moment, and there's no need to yell, the microphone will pick you up. Once you're finished, hit the red square button to stop recording. Select Done, name your memo with your first and last name, and hit Save. Once your saved file shows up below, select the recording and hit the send icon on the bottom left side. A few sending options will pop up. Select email. Send your file to podcast@youngliving.com. For Android users, find a quiet space. Plug in your headphones that have a built-in microphone. Download the free Voice Recorder app from Google Play. Hit the black microphone button at the bottom in the center. Once the cute tape recorder pops up, hit the red button that says REC for record. Share your aha moment, and there's no need to yell, the microphone will pick you up. Once you're finished, hit the button that says stop, then hit save as. Name your file with your first and last name and hit save in the upper right corner. Once your saved file shows up in the list, select the recording and hit the send icon in the upper right corner and select Share Audio M4A. A few sending options will pop up. Select email and send your file to podcast@youngliving.com. All right, everyone, you're all set to share your Young Living aha moment. But if you have questions, simply send them to podcast@youngliving.com.